Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Russian economy is built on the young people of the future, who are the laborers and the genius that will transform Russia into a modern state or not. Right now, there is widespread report of one-way passage from Russia following the announcement for males under 35, following the announcement by Vladimir Putin of a partial mobilization using the number 300,000 for reservists. This is a national tragedy. These young people are fleeing their country, one-way tickets, leaving behind unknown families, brokenhearted. At the same time, what does it mean for the Russian economy? I welcome Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution to help me understand, to interpret these anecdotes of tragedy, family tragedy. Michael, a very good evening to you. This reminds me very carefully that every nation has assets, and the major asset is human capital. It's fleeing Russia. What does this mean for now and for the future in terms of the economy? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening to you. And the first footnote is that the number 300,000 to be mobilized is not a definite number, because the law says that there will be partial mobilization, and there is Article 7, which says it is secret, we don't publish it. And then there is the interview of the Minister of Defense, who says, oh yeah, as of now, we're thinking about 300,000. So what is this 300,000? It applies to the age group, it applies to males only, and the age group of 20 to 35. There are 14 million people of that, of men in this age group. So this means at the moment 2% of them. And they're saying we will take the healthiest, that's very important, those who have combat experience, those who have already served, and educated, because we need people with some kind of military specialization, like radio operators, people who can drive tanks, people who can deal with missile defense, things like that. So generally, it is the best of the brightest. And the important thing is that, first of all, it is not 300,000, maybe more. And second is their family men. They are not young recruits of 18, 20 years old. These are people who have children. These people are people who have families, and they have mortgages. So the central bank immediately recommended to banks, didn't order, recommended to waive their mortgages or to give them an extension not to pay make more mortgage payments during their service. But the banks are saying we cannot afford it. So generally, it's a huge, huge impact on the families. Take 300,000. At the moment, maybe 500,000 later, multiplied by 4, which is a family, and you will see that millions of people are immediately affected. And now, for the first time in years, on the streets of 14 major cities in Russia, including the capital city of Moscow, there are hundreds of people on the streets, mostly women, protesting.
The mortgages, the loans, the car loans we would have in this country.
Yes.
Are all those to be suspended? How are the banks to survive without income on those loans? I don't
understand. Precisely. The central bank will have to bail out the banks again. So hastily, they didn't expect it. The central bank this morning issued a recommendation, that it is an advisory, that banks have to figure out, negotiate one by one with the borrowers and the conditions. Some will get a waiver, some will get an extension, some will get a few months delay, some will get a reduced balance of the loan, everything. So it's up to the banks, and the banks are not going to do it. This means that the economic effect will be huge. And don't forget, this is 2% of the labor force of male of this category, and these are educated parts. So those who will not go abroad, they will not be in the labor force. So immediately, some of the important industrial facilities will not have these workers. So the law now says they have to keep their jobs, that the employers have to secure their jobs. And the employers say, no, we have to hire new people.
The Russian Central Bank, in these last days, the news, this is Agence France, cut its rate to 7.5%. Fine, but it's odd to me, Michael. Every other central banker on the planet is going the other way and raising rates, including and beginning with the European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve. So what is the thinking? The only reason you cut rates is you want people to borrow money, but that they're, are they refusing to borrow? What is the hesitation here?
Oh, people are looking long term, and they're not borrowing from the banks because they're trying to save money now in cash. They're purchasing gold. There is a huge internal gold sale in Russia. They're stashing dollars and euros under the mattresses. Their savings in cash, in dollars and greenbacks.
They don't want they don't want rubles. That's it.
The rubles too, but they go into dollars, and the savings increased from $60 billion to $85 billion. Just think of the country of 145 million people is holding $85 billion in greenbacks, paper dollars.
Well, they're preparing for a bad weather ahead, okay? I'm warned.
Of course.
Now we come to an odd report that I welcome your interpretation. This has to do with gold. Always exciting. Swiss imports of Russian gold rise to most since April 2020. Switzerland's imports of Russian gold surged to the highest in more than 2 years, a sign that more old bullion from Russia may be being remelted to make it easier to sell. It's not very much money. It's $324 million. Is this suspicious, or is this routine that Russians try to reposition their gold for cash?
Yeah, they're trying to raise cash. The problem is that this small amount, the Russian Central Bank holds the gold worth $135 billion. So this is a small part. But now, for the first time, starting in August, they started to run into a budget deficit. And they are afraid to print money because this will create inflation immediately. In Russia, it is very fast. So they're saying they will place debt. But in the past, their debt, when they sold bonds, they were mostly foreigners. Now, foreigners are under sanctions. They are not allowed to buy Russian debt. Russian banks are failing. Russian banks are bankrupt. They cannot buy Russian debt. So they are trying to sell gold. They are trying to scramble everywhere to get this, and they are raising taxes. For the first time now, they started to raise taxes on what? What's left? And left is what's left is the oil and natural gas companies. But those have low revenues because of the Western reduction of Western sales. So altogether, they're in a big squeeze. And now, once they mobilize people, they have to provide equipment, they have to provide ammunition, they have to provide weapons. So they need more expenditures. And their biggest headache now is the budget deficit.
Michael, do I say correctly that the tragedy is compounded by these young people fleeing? Because I believe that Duma has passed laws that will brand them as traitors or to be punished severely. So they can't go back under this present regime.
They can't go back. And many of them are trying to take their families with them. And the airline data shows that the most now, within a few days, all flights to Turkey, to Armenia, to Kazakhstan, they're all sold out because you don't need visa from Russia. And what is interesting, the most kind of popular block of tickets is three. And three means a man of his wife and one child.
Right. Michael Bernstam, Hoover Institution, watching the Russian economy deteriorate week by week. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.